Korea, per capita, has had one of the biggest Protestant populations in all of Asia. They've been going back to at least the 19th century. So they wanted to, I guess, impose communism in the north and basically terrorize the Protestants in the south. Now, I realize that there are other religions in Korea, you know, various forms of Buddhism. But if you notice, if you look, just look at the 20th century, that has always been the pattern. The United States went to war with Japan in the 1940s because the Jesuits, or rather the Japanese, had kicked out the Jesuits more than once in the 17th century. The United States went to war with Germany twice in the 20th century. First, 1917, 1918, I'm talking about the U.S. involvement, and then from 41 to 45. So the United States, basically the Vatican, the Jesuits at her Vatican, used the United States to punish the birthplace of the Protestant Reformation. So that is always, that of course the United States, the Vatican would use, well, first the French, later America, to punish the Buddhists in Vietnam. Not because they were Protestants, but because they were nationalists. They wanted their own country. So they decided to, so my dad was actually in Vietnam in the late 1960s. And I remember asking him, Dad, in your opinion, why did we go to Vietnam? And he said, you know what, George, I'm not sure, but I can tell you this, not to defeat communism, because look at almost any college campus or university in America. Almost all of your professors and instructors are communists. So the United States were truly, if the U.S. government were really opposed to communism, they would be attacking the academic institutions.
Hey, George.
Yes.
I got a question for you. But didn't, another point, but at the time the Jesuits were doing their nefarious things in Japan, China and Japan, weren't the Koreans, I mean, weren't the, what we know as Korea and that peninsula watching that and want nothing to do with it?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I need to look more into that.
Yeah, no, because, no, the reason, like, the reason why I'm saying that is, we know about the Jesuits in Japan, we know about the Jesuits in China, but yet no one talks about what happened in the Korean Peninsula, because, I mean, from what I've read so far, that they were watching, even through, just from what I've read and noticed, that they never really wanted to get involved in the, like, the invasion of the peninsula. So since then, they have sort of shied away from that. And yet that was the first area they attacked. Under the French, they attacked the peninsula. I think previous to that was in Japan and in China. They're always having war in that area. And yet, if you look at the University of Seoul, it's a Jesuit university.
Well, I know they, I didn't know that. I know there's a big one. There's Saigon, which they established in 1960. So the Jesuits thoroughly run South Korea and by through Saigon. It's just like they run Japan, the University of Sophia in Tokyo. It's just like how they run Lebanon through St. Joseph's University in Beirut. That's, they run America through Georgetown University. I know that they run Toronto through LaSalle University. Well, I know that stuff.
Toronto?
I'm sorry?
You're talking about Toronto, Ontario, Canada?
Yes. Yeah. I know they have a University of Ottawa in Ottawa, which is run by the Jesuits.
That is true. It's a Catholic university. Yeah.
So that's like, pretty much.
Yeah, because if you look at, the thing is, that if you look at any country that has a war, the first one you should look at is the university and who set it up. Because it's kind of odd that the University of Seoul is a Jesuit university, and a number of South Korean presidents have come out of the university.
Usually the case. Well, I forgot her name, but I guess I know you're talking about South Korea, but if you look at Japan, the wife, the Empress of Japan, I forgot her name. She actually is Catholic. She was trained by nuns.
That's a good point.
Even though Japan is all.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted.
Even though.
Go ahead. Finish your thought there. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Okay, I'm done.
Well, it was interesting the other morning. I get up I forget what day this was. This is only 2 days ago. But Larry got up, and I was just tickled to death that they got a notice that he made it. His lips are still flapping, you know. And I said, and the title of his message that morning, it was only 7 minutes, but how many lies have you and I embraced over the years? And what was interesting is I was laying there in bed, and I was thinking of all the propaganda and all the lies that have been put on us, and especially now because of this reset and this pandemic, because that's what I was laying there in the bed thinking about all this, and then I go to the go and good news, Larry's got a message up this morning, and then yesterday it was interesting. I went down to Port Orford. I loaded up my instant pot, and Ron usually makes a little dessert and stuff, and I went down to Ron's, I was in the grocery store the day before, and I don't use that cell phone very often, but I called up Ron. I says, "Is there anything I can pick up at the store? I'm in the store right now. If you said, yeah. I'm going to come tomorrow. Is there anything I can pick up?" And he said, "No," but I didn't pull his trigger, but he got onto a rant about all the, he's so tired and sick and tired of the lies, and I thought, and I just sit there and listen in the store. I mean, I didn't trigger it, but I'm telling you, it's something that we're all facing right now. I mean, it's amazing, and I think a busy mind is a healthy mind, and I've been so blessed. Like, I'm going to get off here after this fellowship, and I'm going to go out and pick me a handful of apples and make me some fresh juice right off the tree that God allowed me to plant. So anyway, but it is interesting. I mean everything. Academia controls the culture. And who controls the academia? There's not a, it's amazing. And like I said, when I was watching those people go through that line, I live in a very wealthy community here. All these wealthy liberals have moved up and they run banding, but they're not poor people, and they've all been educated. They all got a good education. I'm just thankful that God has given us eyes to see and ears to hear. And I'm tickled, Tom. I mean, praise God. I was born in Yakima, so anyway, somehow, some way, same Adeola George, somehow, I don't know how it is, but God, I'm not clinging to this earth anymore. I mean, it's too crazy to cling to something. It was just it was a joy just to cook a dinner yesterday, have a good dinner with the fellowship. And not only that, me and Ron don't do a lot of emailing, but he hit a YouTube, and it was John Wycliffe, you know, the morning star of the Reformation in 1350. And there was a lot of history in that movie. It was well done. Right there in the movie, Wycliffe was going against transubstantiation. And you know, it's you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is you don't have to be a scholar to understand it. But God does have to open your eyes and ears and be like a child to understand it. The lies. I mean, we are in a time in history that we can read Lamentations. It's through us. When we started this this was mainly for fellowship, and I think that everyone in here today needs to kind of, I think they're all bleeding to a certain extent. You know, we're all feeling what's going on. And I'm just thankful that Larry's and Tom's got an, God's going to provide a place for you, but God, somehow, some way, and I've got to get up and I got to do another day. And the fact, I feel kind of, the other day, he asked me, how did I meet Richie from Boston? I have some brothers and sisters. I have a brother in Christ that he might be a little leery if he found out that I was talking to Richie from Boston. But how did I meet Richie from Boston? Is Walt watched one of his overland videos about Ouray, Colorado. And so I rerouted my route back to see Larry through Ouray. And here I drive all day, pulled into this little town it's not a little town, it's a tourist town today. But here's Richie's vehicle sitting in the middle of town. That's how, I've told this too, but I want to make sure that people don't say, I don't adhere to what Richie from Boston, I've listened to Richie from Boston, but I don't, I mean, Richie from Boston, I understand Richie from Boston, the whole world's dealing with these lies. But I see the hand of God in this world, what did we talk about? Well, I just said to him, I said, you got time to say hi. What are you going to say to somebody that you don't know? We didn't talk politics or religion. We talked about how the reason why I was in Ouray. Here I'm in that little town of Ouray because I watched one of his videos. I realize that there's a time for everything, and there's nothing new under the sun. What's going on in this world right today is there's nothing new under the sun. This has been going on, and to say just a little bit what George said about Germany, there hasn't been a country that's been devastated, pounded, World War I, and then they went through the 10 years of over a million people starved to death in Germany. And then you had World War II. and they lost 24 million people. 24 million people in our time. You know, it's and then when the war ended, they divided the country in half, and where the Protestant Reformation started, which was in Eastern Germany, and so they cut it in half, and they made them communists for 25 years, and then released them. Well, after 25 years, they'd already. You know, there's already enough of that craziness going on. I mean, and today, you know, the German people are no different than the American people. They don't know their history. They've been hammered. But look at the ingenuity. I look out there at my car, 22 years old. The car's 360,000 miles on it, and I've made two trips. I went 37,000 miles, and 10,000 miles was to Pineville. And the reason I bring that up is if you knew my financial position, I got that car for $1,000, and I didn't drive it for a year, and the guy that helped me get the car. You know, because of the pandemic, he won't speak to me. And my other neighbor down there, he wants to give me $200. $200 to get the shot. Now, I could have made $400 the other day by slipping around there and getting my card and my proof of vaccination. But man, the world is so crazy, and the lies are so. And here I sit in that park all by myself with my binoculars. I was far enough away. I didn't want to cause no trouble. I just wanted to see what was going on. But anyway, I praise God that we're all here today. And yes, we're here because it's the hand of God. It's not our intelligence. It's not Walt that was in control of his life all his life. That I got here, that I can still sit up and take nourishment. And to still have my facilities, that I can still say that 2 and 2 is 4. Because this war, this spiritual war that is going through the world right now is not just here in Bandon, Oregon. It's more pronounced in different places. But anyway, praise God that God has opened our eyes. And yes, I'm looking for that new Jerusalem, Larry, you know, and praise God that you get your energy back. And I realized from the coffin that I heard that Rosette was sick, really sick. And praise God, like you said earlier, Larry, we're not guaranteed the next second. Every breath of air that we take is a gift of God. It's a miracle. Life, as we are experiencing it, is a miracle. I mean, it just blows my little peanut when I look out the window and see God's creation all around me. You know, and here, but one thing, World War II. And the pounding and the carpet bombing of Germany, they didn't take the ability of the Germans to come. I mean, here I'm driving a car that's 22 years old and it's got 360,000 miles on it. And 50 years ago, we tried to bomb them back into the Stone Age. God is sovereign, you know, and my generation, all I know is war. That's the policy of America, you know, and, you know, so anyway, I'm very thankful that Tom, that you're doing all right, and George is still firing, and Adiola is still firing. you know, and it's all we can do is get up and put a smile on our face and Christ in our heart and do another day. I love you all, though. I love you.
Tori and I were just thinking, well, we've been talking about it, and I know we've all read this psalm numerous times, but it seems to have more of an impact these days. So let me read it, and maybe we can talk a little bit about it. But Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But it's especially verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Very well, if things keep going the way they are, and Tori and I end up in the RV, we will be staring at the valley of the shadow of death more than likely. And by God's grace, we will fear no evil, for he will be with us. And just, again, we've all read these verses and they've always had an impact, but yet today they seem to have more, at least with us.
The words of Psalms 23, you know, God has put that on my heart too. I mean, that's, you know, we got to get up and put a smile on. I used to say this to Larry all the time, and you know, put a smile on your face and Christ in your heart. And we were having a discussion or something, and Larry said, well, just remember, Walt, put a smile on your face and Christ in your heart. Put a smile on your face and put Psalm 23 in your heart. And let's praise God and be thankful for what we have.
You know, I really love music, as you all know. And, you know, there's a lot of music that I listen to that other people don't like, which I understand, because everybody has different taste in music. But there is a song sung by a gal, her name is Gloria Bailey, and it's kind of a reggae sound, but I love the words of this song, and if you guys would indulge me, I want to play this before we end the broadcast, because it's actually a proclamation of what's going to go on in a very short time from now. And so just let's listen to this. I have to get the ad off here real quick. But once I get the ad off, we'll listen to this.
Thank you. way you stand and hold me, will hold me tight, and to the testings and the trials I must go. Oh, but I trust and I gladly follow, for sometimes I'll understand. In the new day you'll see land.
Oh, there is some peace when the thief
oh, my king, oh, me,
yes, in the New Zealand,
oh,
with boundary blood on the honor as the king
shall take his throne in the New Zealand. When we join the ranks of harmony in the summer land above, and the face of our dear Savior we behold, we will sing and shout forever, and we grow in perfect love. Yes, in the New Zealand.
Oh, there we sing in the shopping when the thief
oh, marching home in the New Zealand. Yes,
in the New Zealand. Oh, we found with love of banner as the king
shall take his throne in the New Zealand.
Well, I hope you all have a good day today, and hope no one was offended by that, but hope you all have a good afternoon, and look forward to seeing you all. Look forward to seeing you all next Sunday.
Well, God bless, Larry. God bless.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it too, Larry, and praise God. One thing I realized that as I'm, you know, the lies that are being told in the media and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you, as a child of God, I mean, and we're supposed to live as peaceful as possible. I mean, so in other words, you know, I don't go to the marketplace to, I mean, to, you know, but I, I'm not, but, I'm, you know, we're, you know, we're, and we're not let, we're not, God has instructs us not to let no man deceive us in the glorious hope that we have with the New Jerusalem is what we're standing on right now. Yeah, okay. Thanks for the fellowship this morning, and we'll see you next week. Love y'all.